Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for coming out and hearing what, you know, I have to say. This has obviously been a very tough time for my family and I. And, you know, there have been rumors and innuendo swirling around me for a few weeks. And I've decided it's finally time to set the record straight. For the past 2 months, I, Robert Pasbani, have been hosting the Metal Injection Livecast under the influence of marijuana. Yes, it's true. It's not something I'm proud of. And though this is no excuse for my behavior, I must say that I felt an immense amount of pressure to perform at my highest level.
Get it?
For these live casts, I resorted to taking any shortcut that I thought would help me do that.
Guys, please come down with the cameras. Let me just say what I have to say.
I know now that this was a colossal error in judgment, and I make a solemn vow to everyone here today and to all of our listeners at home that I will never, ever again disrespect myself, you, or the live cast business in this way. And all will forgive me and give me the second chance I feel I deserve. I will do my best to win back your trust. Thank you again for hearing me. And, you know, I guess I'll take some questions now. Yeah, Shorty in the back.
Who supplied you with this reefer?
Oh, wow, just cut into the tough ones right away. Well, I was at a Bongzilla concert, and this guy recognized me from the show, and he was like, "Hey, man, I've got these cigarettes that'll make you really, really funny." And I was like, "Whoa, funny cigarette? Duh." Little did I know the dark side of the drug. Due to the constant munchies, I gained 40 pounds in under 2 months. I went from fat to fat, and I'm always, it's really terrible. I've missed so many dates from oversleeping. Yeah, the cute one in the back.
Are you lying about having dates?
No comment. This guy over here.
Hi, Slappy Tushbine from High Times.
Yes. I loved your article in last month's issue.
Were you the only one on the live cast performing under the influence of drugs?
Oh my God! You know, I was hoping I didn't have to answer this, but to be honest, no, I wasn't the only one. I'm not going to name any names. Noah.
Did you say Noah?
No, I'm not naming any names. But Noah. Yeah. It was a very loosey-goosey time in the live casting industry, and everyone was on something, all right? And I'm not saying it was right, but that's just the way it was, okay? John. That's going to be a softball.
What do you have to say to the young children who look up to you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm 6'5", so everyone's looking up to me, John. That's kind of a stupid question. But to all the kids listening, I just want to say, don't do drugs, especially marijuana. It's a terrible, terrible habit, and the more of that that you do, the less of that there is for me. Just kidding.
Did you say Noah again? Was that?
Your time is up, right?
I got time for one final question. One final question.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, did you smoke weed to forget that you have a boot for a face?
Who wrote that? Who wrote that? This press conference is over. Good day to you all.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
This is 3D along with Noah, Sid, and Bootface.
Who let that reporter in the room? Who let that? I thought we were going to screen all the questions.
She asked the hard-hitting questions.
I want to know.
The boot-hitting questions. It's kind of busy in here. They're getting rid of that podium that you brought in. Why'd you really need a podium? This is audio.
Well, we have a budget, and if we don't spend it, it's just gonna go away.
I was hoping they would ask if you were involved in beating up. Was that?
That was so last week, Karen. So last week.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying last week you beat up Rihanna?
No comment. I thought the press conference was over. What's going on here, guys?
Bob, is it true you drew the monkey cartoon where the monkey got shot?
Anyway, I'm done with this. So, guys,
yeah,
we're here on episode 10.
Indeed.
10 weeks it's been.
It's like an anniversary. It's like a 2.5 month anniversary.
It's a 10 week anniversary.
I believe that's called the Lo Mein anniversary.
Yeah. What? Get that Lo Mein out of that out of my lap, please.
That's not Lo Mein, my friend.
Oh. Wait, what is it if it's not Lo Mein?
Angel hair pasta. That's sure.
No, it's Sid's intestines. All over Dan's lap.
Sid, get your intestines out of there.
That's hot, sir.
That's hot.
Yes, they're freshly removed from my body, so that's why they're warm.
I heard we're going to do another Thrash It or Trash It today.
We are. We're bringing it back. In case this is your first time listening, Thrash It or Trash It. First of all, listen to this wonderful intro we have for it.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash it or trash it?
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it?
Thrash it or trash it?
By the way, expect to hear that about 70 times.
Yeah. And so the whole concept of the segment that we have on the show is basically that we will take random unsigned bands that we have never heard or heard of in the past, and we will play their demo on the air, and if, you know, we give it 45 seconds, and if we like it, we thrash it. We trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right, I think they got the point. So, yeah, that's a little later on in the show.
You forgot to mention that we play only track two, because that's always
fun. Oh, yeah, we always go to – well, see – oh, the twist this week is that instead – you know, we're going for a more green episode. So instead of getting promo CDs, we're going to go to our website.
And if we don't like it – oh, wait, you totally didn't even say the other part.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you high?
Leave it to
bring
a
that
wait,
podium back.
Wait, maybe we're the wrong person at the press conference this week. No, yeah. How do you like it now, boot face?
I think I'm more of a stiletto face, actually.
Is that what all those holes are?
Stilettos are.
I have a big nose.
I say they make holes.
All right, okay.
Stiletto face. Get progress.
Okay.
Excuse us.
Next week.
But anyway, yeah, so we're going to our forum, and we're just going to check out MySpace links.
So the songs will sound great.
Oh,
audio quality will be impeccable.
If they're anything like the songs we listened to last time, they won't match.
Yeah. Yeah, last time it was we listened to like 5 or 6. Pretty much all, like
five of them
definitely
awful.
Trashed it.
Yeah.
One of them minor trash. I guess there should be like a meh.
Just to let you in on an industry secret, even the ones that we thrash, we really trash.
Yeah.
We're not keeping them after we've used them on the show. They're all going in the garbage. Sorry.
Or they become like new coasters.
Yes.
You do have a lot of coasters. So other than that wonderful segment, which is a little later on, we will have... It was really hard. Nail him down. Wait, that sounds even worse. Thor Shredstein is here. Someone could compare him to Jesus Christ. I can't even say that. But he is here, and he has a very special segment. He just got one of those voicemail lines. He set this up for the show. He got a bunch of his callers. He sent out a newsletter. He does a zine, the Thor zine.
Thorazine.
And the thing about it is, though, he doesn't want to pay for much postage, so it only goes out in New Jersey. You know, it's in Jersey bodegas and rest stops.
Who still does zines?
Thor Shredstein.
By mail.
By mail. So it only goes to Jersey, but he has one of those 800 number voicemail lines that, you know, you have to put in a pin after. And he said he has some crazy advice questions that people are sending him. Yeah. So that's going to be a little later on the show. That's going to be... And God knows if he's going to even show up because he's such a fucking rock star. Mm-hmm. So we got that. What else do we have on the show?
We're gonna talk about our week, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we could talk about... talk about last night. Noah and I went to see a fantastic concert. And the bands playing were Meshuggah, The Faceless, and Cynic. Not in that order.
So you thrashed it.
Oh, it was an epic thrash.
Okay. Yeah.
And you hear that?
Ew.
Me scratching my beard.
Getting your skin all over your mic. Look, there's like flicks on the bottom.
Oh, eczema injection.
This is the radio. We didn't have to tell them that, all right?
You're the one that started describing
your beard.
I
did it because it sounds... Okay, anyway, so yeah, we were at Meshuggah. It was...
Who else went to that?
Pretty much everyone from Allen Injection was there. Frank was there.
Everyone. Rob and Frank.
Allen...
Oh, yeah, Alan was there.
Gargamel to all you Metal Idol fans. Who else is there? Well, like a lot of people in bands were there. It was like the It show.
Yeah, like I heard all the guys from Meshuggah were at the show.
Yep. No, like dudes from God Forbid and A Life Once Lost and Suicide Silence were there. All bands that
Who?
Sid's a huge fan.
The guy from
fan.
Behold the Arctopus was there.
Oh, yeah, that guy was there,
Who?
Too. And Dysrhythmia.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a fantastic night. And, I mean, like, there were also a lot of industry people there, like people that work in the industry.
Thank you for explaining what industry is.
Yeah, I would have known without you saying that.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to... thing, drop a piece of knowledge and then
drop
explain.
Some jewels.
Yeah.
One thing though, you can't use the word in its own definition.
Yeah.
Industry people, a lot of people that work in the industry that
he used both of the words.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know this was the Metal Injection Critique Cast.
Rob, I've been meaning to ask you this because you know so much about the music industry. I've heard this term compact disc. What does that mean?
Well, it's this disc on which they compact a bunch of songs.
Oh, thank you.
Or any type of data, really. It doesn't have to be just songs.
Well, full of information.
That's the crazy part.
646-929.
But anyway, no.
Well, I can't give the number out.
No, fuck everyone else. This is my time.
Okay.
No, but if you want to call in, please.
646-929-1357.
No, but...
Give it again.
No, I just zone you out there, and that's basically what it is. Spacing something.
That's because boots don't have ears.
Rob, lace up your mouth, all right? When I'm trying to fuck.
Damn it.
Get some gold teeth, because then you'll be a steel toe boot. See what I did there?
I got the reference.
So anyway, being the celebrity that I am,
Rob, what's a celebrity?
Well, it's this Britty that gets celeb.
Oh God,
it's intense. So anyway, you know, people that were at the show have visited Metal Injection, and some of them, you know, like came up to me, and you know how that happens.
Yeah, all the time.
No. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I think it's, like, the coolest thing ever, and I'm completely humbled by it. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe somebody recognizes me, but also went, like, come up to me and be like, hey, you know, I love your show, love your interviews. That's awesome. But at the same time, it can lead to the most awkward moments ever. And I don't know if it's because I'm usually stoned when I run into these people, or I'm usually drunk, or they're drunk, or they're stoned, but there could be a really good situation where someone's like, hey, you know, I really love your show. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. You know, what's your name? Blah blah blah, and then we have a conversation. But then it could just be like, hey man, hey Metal Injection,
yeah.
I love your show, man.
I love your show.
No, and then I'm like, oh, cool, thanks, man, thanks a lot. And then we just, like, stare at each other, and then I'm like, well, is that it? Like, what do I, like, I try to ask them a question, and then they give me, like, a one-word answer.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And then, I don't, like, it's just the most awkward 30 seconds after that.
Responses when that happens. Like, prepared, you know?
I know, I should prepare for it. Because, I kind of feel like it's my fault. Like, they're kind of expecting... I don't even know what they're expecting. You know,
they're expecting you to be Rob from Metal Injection.
Yeah.
And just say something really unfunny.
Shut up, Sid.
You should just interview them.
Yeah, she just... So you guys just wrote a new album. How does it feel to be on tour? No, I should be like, we're here at Name of Venue.
Yeah.
Is this your first time here? How do you feel the crowds here differ
from
the crowds at other venues? Either that, or sometimes people can be extremely, extremely rude. Like, I had this one time that I'm, like, walking out, and from behind, somebody runs up. Damn it, I did it again. No, but somebody runs up, and he, like, punched me in the shoulder, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I turn around, like, ready to... doing this. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, oh, Metal Injection, I love your show. Your show's great. And I'm like, okay, cool, dude. You didn't have to punch me.
I'm going to go to a show you're at and put on a disguise and run up and kick you in the ball.
All listeners right now, if you see Rob at a show, kick him in the nuts and say Metal Injection to walk away. That is the new secret handshake.
Please don't.
I like how Rob goes, like, I was ready to fight, man.
Yeah,
I was,
okay. I'm sorry.
Can I correct that? So this guy comes up to me, and he punches me, and I turn around, and I'm ready to run. But no, he's like...
I have my hand on my Uzi.
I forgot to say, with tears in your eyes.
With a tear in my eye.
Why'd you hit me?
Sorry for walking into your fist, sir. I'll never let it happen again.
Oh, okay, you're not going to hit me.
Okay.
No, I'm still going to hit you. I got... on the screen, really.
Yeah.
But a guy recognized me once at being Sinister Sasha. Without any wig on or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have any attire on. I was on the B train or something. And it's like a Mexican kid. Were you there or not? You were not there.
No.
I told you about this.
Yeah.
Was he wearing an Undertaker t-shirt?
No, he had a metal shirt and a leather MC jacket on. But he's like, you know, hey, no, you, man. He had like a very broken Mexican.
Oh, I get that too. Like, you look so familiar.
Yeah.
Where do I know you from?
And
then they'll follow me around for like 5 minutes.
Do you hear that sound? That's Noah biting her lip.
But you're also a lot more recognizable, too.
I guess.
That's my, come on now. Leave the guy alone.
Why is Noah biting her lip?
Yes, and why am I biting my lip?
He's going to put it together in a minute.
Okay. Keep
going.
What's Noah not allowed to say on the air?
Oh.
I was not even thinking it.
I want to see a fight. That's all. I just want to instigate a fight here.
Oh, no, anyway. I'm not.
I can't believe you keep picking that up. Anyway.
In all fairness to Noah, she was really biting her lip because she was thinking of her parents fucking.
Yeah, it's that Noah, time of night where I usually think about that. So please leave my thoughts.
So you were saying, Darren?
No, I was saying that just that's the end of the story, really. The guy just recognized me in very bad Spanglish.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then he finally put it together, and he goes, "See, these damn Sasha."
That's great. I wonder, like, because I once saw, like, I was in, I don't even know, like, I was meeting somebody, a friend, and it was, like, at some shady part of town, like, off the F train in Brooklyn. I'm sure everybody here knows. Everybody that's listening knows. And, like, out of nowhere, some Mexican dude across the street just yells out, "Metal Misha!"
Really? Like, not you? Like,
yeah, no, Metal Misha. And I think it was, like, one of the first times I ever got recognized. And it was, that was the most awesome thing that ever happened to me. Like, wow.
He handed you a free pinata.
No need to go there. No, he was a nice guy.
He threw a hubcap at you.
Oh, see, that would make him a not nice guy. The pinata would make him nice.
Like, how do you watch Metal Injection and see Metal Misha and not Rob when you walk by? That's what I don't get.
Well,
me, it's different because I'm only.
It could also be because of the Guar DVD.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because okay. I'm a Metal Misha on that. And
you're not in that as you, though, aren't you?
I guess I am, yeah.
Didn't you interview him the whole time?
Yeah, for like I guess. I mean, I don't know. But like, by the way, that Guar thing, I feel like totally propelled Metal Misha's status.
Yeah, you tell them what it is.
Well, Guar, for all of you that don't know, is one of the greatest bands of all time.
We went to Virginia.
We went to Virginia. I used to work for their label, and basically what happened was they. What are you bored? No, you're bored.
that wasn't a yawn. That was
that was the opening.
No, but so the label hired Metal Injection to produce a behind the scenes DVD for their release, and we just went down there and we shot a few scenes in the Slave Pit, which is their shop where they make all the costumes, which is really, really awesome.
And keep every last fucking costume they ever made in a warehouse.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And then we just shot a few skits, and one of the skits being a follow-up to an interview we did like a year before where I interviewed him as Metal Misha. I'm sure people listening to the show, if you're listening to the show, you probably saw the interview. I don't even have to... Same, but if not, you could search on Metal Injection. But anyway,
great.
We have like
moving
this,
on.
We have this feud. We had this feud, and then in the DVD, I go to like his playground and then he spills the vodka, and then I get pissed off, so I start choking him. He gets turned on by it, starts whacking off, and then I get spewed with blood, and it was
cum blood,
and it was honestly. One of the greatest moments in my life. It was a huge honor to take a cum shot, a cum blood shot from Odorous Urungus of Guar.
Well, the best part of that trip to me was, first of all, I didn't do anything. I just sat in the room. Like I don't know why I was brought, but I had a great time. We had to take them out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So they go, oh,
At the beginning of the trip, since I was like part of the label, you know, labels typically, all you non-industry folks, you know, they could like, when they hang out with a band, they'll just like take the band out for drinks and then the label will cover the bill. So,
but we should add also the fact that your label sucked and like the best band on it by far was Guar. Like,
yeah. They were like the headline, like they were the franchise.
So there was like name some of the other bands that.
Well, Clutch was another
a better
big band
than those two on there.
They weren't on the label.
Soil,
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
They weren't on the label
Soil?
Anymore. Soil was
they're
actually
not Guar.
No, they're terrible too. They're not.
Power
like
Man 5000.
Power Man 5000. They were on there, and then a bunch of like no name bands.
But Guar, you know, by quality and also by record sales, I think was the biggest band. Right?
Them and Clutch probably are like. It's obviously they're like neck and neck.
So it was like the equivalent of a Warner rep you know, taking out, I don't know who, I don't even know who's on Warner anymore.
But yeah, like the, a big act, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we, so they, oh, I know this great Italian restaurant, man, oh, you gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, and the funny thing was, I was like, well, like, this was my first job at a label, and this was like the first time I went to hang out with the band, and I was like unsure of the process, and I was like, hey man, can I take the band out for like drinks or whatever? He's like, yeah, dude, you could ring up a $500 bill and the label will cover it.
Well, and but he neglected to realize that Guar has about 43 members in.
And Guar has been in the industry for 20 years, so they know how to work this.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, there's this great Italian restaurant, let's go. And I shit you not, the bill was like $540.
Just for that day.
Just for a dinner. A dinner. Which I mean, so, really, like, for like 20 people, $500.
No, it was more than 20 people.
Really? How many people would you say?
It was me, you, and Frank, and then all of Guar, and
and
all
their relatives.
Their manager, their girlfriends, yeah. Like, it was everybody. The guy who makes
so
the
mask. So is that why DRT went out of business?
Yeah,
because of
no.
Their coordinator?
Bad man.
Maybe. It was bad management. They kept whining and dining Guar every time they asked for something.
To the Mashuga concert for a moment. Sorry. Noah was also at the concert, and she had her own experience. Noah, why don't you tell us about a nice little experience you had?
We parents there?
Yeah, we were backstage doing it. Wait, am I... What?
Well, there was one... Like, Noah was really wasted at the show.
I was gone.
I'm shocked.
Drunk.
Can't believe it.
I was hammered.
And like, during Mashuga... Like, I kind of went to watch the band, but after, half, they played for 90 minutes, which was pretty intense. So, like, after, like, 30, 40 minutes, like, in the middle of it, I was like, all right, I need to get some air, you know. So I went to the back, and I see Noah talking to a guy. Noah, why don't you tell us who the guy is?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's not Jean-Claude Van Damme. Let's call him... Ken Kearse.
Oh my God! All right, what? I don't even care. Okay, so
come on, piercing metal. Ken Kearse, piercing metal. He owns this website.
I never actually went to the website, so
it
I don't.
It looks
know.
Like it was made in '96. Like,
yeah, it's like a tripod website. So
angelfire.kenpearse.tripod.
So this guy, I mean, like I met this guy years ago. When I used to go to a lot of shows, and he came up to me and whatever, I guess he knew about Metal Injection.
Sorry, you showed me the website just now.
So,
piercingmetal.com. I got a plug out of it.
It's so, like it was made with AOL front page. Good.
Anyway.
So I just happened to make eye contact with him, like, at the wrong time. I'm, like, the wrong place, and he comes up to me, and I recognize him, but I didn't remember exactly who he was, and on top of that, I was really, really intoxicated. So he starts talking to me, and he knows my name and everything. And I'm like, oh, I know who this guy is. This guy is the guy that writes Mikey Headbanger's blog, whatever.
Street news
letter.
But he's not that guy?
No.
Okay.
He's not that guy. So I'm like, hey, yeah, you're doing that Mikey Headbanger's blog thing. How's that going? And he's like, no, what? And I'm like, yeah, come on. I know. I always get your emails and all, like, what's going on with that? And then he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you're Mikey, right? And he's like, no, I'm Penn Kearse. And I'm like,
oh,
yes.
He was drunk too. He didn't know his own name.
No. So then I'm like, so you're still doing that Mikey Headbangers blog? And I just kept saying it over and over. Like, I didn't.
Unintentionally. It's not like he was trying to be.
Yeah, it was totally unintentional. I was not trying to be a dick. I was just so wasted.
You just were a dick.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's okay because, explain why it's okay. No. Noah was being sexually assaulted.
Oh, I was going to say, because he thought you were Julia.
Yeah.
No, it's because he will find, like, any girl that's in the metal scene that, like, does, like, you know, has a website or blogs or whatever. Like, he will be all over them, and it's so gross.
Mind you, he's, like, 50.
What does he look like? You got a picture?
Just, like, a short, fat, like, blonde. Not, like, fat, but, like, chubby.
Jeff?
No, just, like, a little chubby. Yeah, like, kind of
Sid,
his level of overweightness.
Sid with hair and a leather jacket.
Wee Fit says I'm overweight.
Okay.
Bordering on obese.
Can't argue with Wee Fit.
Yeah.
I was going to say Sid just looks like thin, but like should work out. You don't look fat.
He needs a little more than
he could be toned more.
Yeah.
Very more.
Shut up.
It's true. I make no bones about it.
Am I the only one that likes to try to be nice to people on this show?
There's no need to try. Just let your natural self out, whatever that is.
Okay.
I was called Bootface. So.
Yeah. That's not a part of my point.
So I'm going all out.
What else happened at that
show? Yeah, what else?
So I read about the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say he banged you or something?
No.
Like,
blog?
I'm done with that topic.
I'm
moving forward. So I was reading about how like Meshuggah did that 90-minute set, but I totally did not even realize it was 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was 90 minutes.
I was so trashed that like it just felt like half an hour. It was awesome.
It was pretty great.
It was a Noah edition of Trash It or Trash It.
she was trash.
She trashed herself.
It was cool. It was a really cool show, though. It was one of the best shows. Tasteless was great. Cynic was amazing. And I interviewed the singer of Cynic,
Paul
Masvidal.
Wait, what?
Paul Masvidal. Is his name?
Wait, the last name is?
Masvidal.
That's
Masvidal.
One word?
Yeah, Masvidal. No, his dad is Puerto Rican.
In Puerto Rico, that means more Vidal. So his name is Paul More Vidal.
There you go.
Did you tell him that? He might not know.
No, I didn't. Would that have been a question? Did you know your name in Puerto Rican is Paul More Vidal?
Yeah. And then punch him in the stomach and run away.
I don't think
ever
if you didn't go that video. Well. If you didn't go that well.
Give him a fucking reason to be cynical, that fuck.
Did you know that your band's name Cynic means is how Puerto Rican people say sink? Of course, that's why we named a band that stupid.
That's not what he sounds like at all.
How do you know? You were drunk. Puerto Rican metal. You see?
He's like a total, hippie, spiritual, very complex.
He drinks Goya, Malta Goya. The tropical fantasy.
Are you ready to hear some Cynic? Vaya, vaya, loco, arriba y arriba.
Wowzer. Play some Cynic.
Cue up mariachi music. Oh, you're supposed to have mariachi music.
Oh, this is Cynic.
Where's the Cynic featuring Julio Iglesias?
it's pretty mellow.
By Lamos.
Cynic featuring Daddy Yankee.
Reggaeton core.
I owe digital cable. Watch about the channels whenever you're able.
Oh. Now, this is what it sounds like.
So
quarter.
Did this come on before Meshuggah?
Yeah, definitely.
So everyone was asleep when Meshuggah started.
I was totally into it. Shut the fuck up, both of you.
What's there to be
into? Shut the fuck up.
That's why I'm
serious. Guys.
That's why she didn't realize it was 90 minutes set.
Turn their mics off. We will not support Cynic bashing.
Yeah.
Right, Noah?
You guys are off the show.
How do you feel about that?
They have no voice. They have no voice. Oh, you can't take it, Mike.
Play a less shitty Cynic song, please.
I'll play okay, let me.
Building up. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, you get mic privileges again.
Yay!
Are you Paul Masvidalio gonna get mad at you because
he doesn't get mad though. That's he's like a.
Hey, man, that's cool. If you don't like a scenic, I'm gonna trip, man. It's cool as I.
No, he's like a very calm dude. And I even asked him, I was like, dude, you never look like you get pissed off. Like, how do you, like, what do you get angry about? He's like, I just don't let it enter my it's not, I don't remember exactly.
Why
what he's
is
like,
the band called Cynic?
It's ironic. I don't know.
Yeah, why don't they play folk music? Yeah,
why was death called death? They didn't die. Well,
whoa,
was
yes.
It?
Yes, he did.
Whoa.
Whoa! My mind is blown!
Uh-huh. It's like Lost. Whoa, the guy is in death, and he died.
Lost.
And now Rob has to put his dad's shoes on the guy. It's a whole weird thing.
Previously, I'm figuring out band names. Why are they called Metallica when they don't play any metal?
Oh.
As I said, play a less shitty song by this band.
Fuck you.
Is that their best song?
I can play
Play track two.
All right, this mic is off.
What the fuck?
Let me get Veil of Maya.
What censorship, man?
You just if
what?
That's how they started the show.
Veil of Maya, no.
No, they started with what? Tracy, yeah. And then they played Veil of Maya.
Do you want to hear some Spanish rock that's good?
No.
Okay. I asked you.
We're
man.
Not playing Julio Iglesias.
That's not rock. That's.
This is live.
I thought that was you singing to it.
Yeah.
See, Noah doesn't even like it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Sounds like Rob. I'm sure this thing's highlighting that you would make fun of.
You're all wrong. I mean, you also have to listen to
this
vlog.
Oh, no, they played space for this.
Yeah,
and then they played
the
Veil of Maya.
Yeah.
You mean we have to be fair to it and not be funny and crack jokes on our show?
Yes.
Oh,
no, I mean, every other band is fine, but Cynic you cannot fuck with.
All right.
They are unfuckwithable.
Did you and Paul Vidal make out?
Matt Vidal, I would have liked to, but he wasn't into it.
I don't swing that way.
No, but the interview will be up pretty soon, so you can all...
Give me your burrito.
Guys.
Puerto Ricans don't even eat burritos.
Why
I
not?
Know.
Everybody
Why,
eats
yeah.
burritos. They're delicious.
That's true, but it's not specific to Puerto Ricans.
What is specific to Puerto Ricans?
What, like
other
food?
Than,
bacalao. Bacalao.
What is that?
It's like a type of fish.
Oh, like bacala.
Yeah.
No.
But it's also a slang word for pussy.
Oh, what's
shit.
Up, Noah?
Let
me some of that
radio.
Sorry.
Let's see some of that bacalao. Drop that shit on the table.
I don't know,
hot.
Shit. Why don't you zip your pants open? Then we
Let's
can
zip
keep
my
order.
Pants open? That's
yeah.
not an expression.
Whatever.
Sid, you know Ken Pierce. I don't think
it's funny because...
It's the time of the show when we make Noah uncomfortable.
You mean all 2 hours?
Yes.
I'm not going to insult you.
The boot is on the other face.
This is the payback for using the S word last week.
Well, you used it too, and so did Cynic.
Cynic?
No, Cynic's with a C.
No, not in Puerto Rican. Cynic. Put the dishes in the Cynic. Okay.
We should probably take our first music break.
Okay.
I think
Let's
we
play
should.
It.
We now play Cynic.
Oh, no, we are definitely... We...
We're the Cynic Block, just for Sid.
Block Talk Radio.
You don't have to put your earphones in.
Why do we keep hearing that?
I just want to make sure that
it's Cynic featuring Block Talk Radio Woman.
It's a remix.
But, we're going to... Should I just play Evolutionary Sleeper? I think I'll just go...
Sleeper?
Evolutionary Sleeper, that's what I said.
Their music is the evolution of putting us to sleep. Does that work?
We've got a block of Cynic coming up for you here.
We're
Get
play,
your blankets ready.
We're going to play Evolutionary Sleeper by Cynic. Then we're going to go, shut up, Sid.
Yes.
Then we're going to go, shut up, Sid. And then we're going to play Xenocrise by The Faceless.
And it's gonna be fantastic.
Shut up, Sid.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just warm, bro. You know me, I'm, you know, ready to roll now. Let's go.
This is Chuck Flandington, reminding you, talk nasty, breathe fire, smell rot, you're a liar, diseased health hazard, scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you we'll be right back with more of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
She don't mind whips and chains. I put a staple gun to her brain. She don't ever tell me no when I want to dish out some pain. Maybe she got issues. She knows. And that's not all she like. She get down with a railroad spy. Because Anna thought it was so exciting. When she found out I was into biting. Said that she wanted to get roughed up. So I took my fist and I balled it up. Now I beat her because she loved it. Hit her with everything in my closet. I could even beat her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat that bitch with my umbrella.
Ow!
Ella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella. Ella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I never run when my fists are clenched. But when I smack her with an Allen wrench, and when the cops take me in, we'll let the judge get some punches in. She's big, she starts to squeal just like a pig. But now I know that she'll never fight, just as long as I treat her right. Because she used to like me to kiss and hug her. Now I gotta beat her with a Louisville Slugger. She's cute when she tries to put up a fight. Starts kicking and screaming all through the night. Now that I beat her more than ever, know that there could be no other. I can even hit her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella. Umbrella, umbrella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 That
beat
really hurt!
My umbrella.
Ow! Stop that already! Ow! Ow!
I can stab her in the arm. She will never get along. She won't get punching back. There's a squad car sitting out front. Think I'm getting locked up. Because 911, she started dialing. Ordered me for domestic violence. Said that I gave her two black eyes.
Locked up.
I burned on her thigh. Now I'll be locked up in the slammer. Won't be visited by Rihanna. Gonna be ass raped by a fella. Gonna be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, I kinda like this.
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah! I'm glad I'm in jail!
You think you... Big my girls?
Oh! Oh! Oh.
Come here.
Chris Brown, Anal Rape Remix, 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, oh, fire.
Featuring Bubba.
Bubba.
That's my
Bubba.
Shit right there.
Oh, Bubba, you hit the stick.
That's because I use my own brother.
Trash it or trash it.
Hello, all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection Live Cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
Welcome back!
We are so technologically inclined here at this show.
Alan, if you're listening, we need your help.
Yeah, they're just running the board. We hired a bunch of chimpanzees to run the board.
Female chimpanzees, no less.
That was Umbrella.
You know, Noah, I am the... during the week, and you're gonna, I keep singing "Ass Raped by a Fella."
Two.
That was Chris Brown, the remix, the Umbrella remix.
I was walking around singing to myself, Ashray, bye, fella, Ella.
Hello.
Oh.
I kind of like that.
It's number one on the ISO hunt now this week. Number one on all the torrent sites.
You guys hear about this Pirate Bay trial? The Pirate Bay's on trial in Sweden?
Why?
Well, copyright infringement, maybe?
I thought Sweden was, like, not hostile to that.
No, like, they were raided, like, 2 years ago. Their servers were raided and stuff. And because basically all the big movie companies are rallying and they're pressuring the government to do something.
Yeah,
but really, those dudes, they're just, like, a couple of, like, hacker nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much know the law and they've, you know, because with torrents, the way it works is all you're really down. Excuse me.
Oh, God.
That was chunky.
Every week, Rob has to have a signature burp.
He just ate General Tso's chicken and rib tips.
Chicken and rib.
What did you eat? You ate the ribs.
I just got the boneless rib.
Boneless ribs are right.
A boneless rib.
A rib is a bone. How could a rib be boneless? That makes no sense.
In China,
the meat from the bone, wise ass.
Well, that's not a rib.
Just. Boneless rib meat? Is that better?
That was my signature bit when I was an observational comedian. Why do they call it a ribless bone when it's boneless? What? Oh, no, moving on.
That's why you never made it.
I joke backwards.
Why do they call it taking the dump? I mean, you're not taking it anywhere.
What? No, but Sid delivered that. He's like, why do they call it dumping a take? When you're, wait.
Why do they call it Pen Keir? So what is it? Skentier!
There we go.
So it's now time.
People in the industry are industry people! Now time for what?
It's now time for your favorite metal injection segment in the history of the live cast.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, this segment is called Thrash It or Trash It. And the concept is very simple. We play bands that we find on our metal injection forum in the self-promotion section. Or if we're out of bands, we'll check our MySpace page for bands that are like, hey, man, I really love it if you could take 5 minutes to check out my band. We're going to do that. We're going to give... I'm just so gassy.
I just saw a ribless bone pop up.
That's not my mic. No. So we're going to give the band 45 seconds. And after 45 seconds, if we like it, we will continue to thrash it. And if we don't like it, we will thrash it. Thrash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
So, by the way, we want callers'
opinion. Yeah, we want your opinion. I'm sure if you're listening live, the songs sound like absolute crap because the show is being compressed into 30 kilobytes a second, which is like nothing.
Right. But call in anyway.
646-929-1357.
646-929-1357.
Wait, Darren, what was that number again?
646-929. No, say it sucks. 929-1357.
Right on. So I found our first band. Band's called Athentis. A young lady named Mystery. Posted. She has a very sexy avatar. She is a metal injection junkie.
Let's see that.
Yeah, she's not bad.
I mean, it's as much as you can get at from a 120 by 90 pixel image. But she looks.
But doesn't her MySpace page have a
well?
Okay.
Let's check out the band's MySpace. MySpace.com/Athentis.
Spell that, please.
A F E N T I S.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Come on, Rob, you know everything in the music industry, like what industry people are. Alan, where are you? Alan, come back.
Anywho,
wait, can we have like that last 2 minutes of conversation all over again?
Why, you didn't record it?
No, just up to like record it again.
Yeah, that's the way radio works.
My boob pressed the space bar, okay, when I tried to look
you
over.
You don't have boobs.
You got to get those things reduced. Jesus.
Anyway, if you're listening on the archives, you missed 30 seconds, and rather than being smooth about it, we're completely acknowledging it. Anyway, we're reviewing a band called Aphentis, Aphentis, A-F-E-N-T-I-S. And they're currently apparently looking for a musician or two.
Or four. All right, the hot girl who wants a musician.
They're looking for a bass player and an aggro vocalist.
Now, is that like a Chinese vocalist? What's an aggro?
No, an aggressive vocalist, which is growls, grunts, scream, etc.
Okay. Should look like you wanted to say something.
All right, so let's...
It's going to be a Hoobastank joke because of the Asian vocalist thing, but let's just move on.
Remember
Hoobastank?
Barely. Anywho, this band is from Chicago, Illinois. They classify themselves as progressive death metal.
Okay, let's check this out. Is it 45 seconds yet?
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
That was recorded in my parents' laundry room, by the way, in case you were wondering.
She borrowed Lars Ulrich's drum kit.
It's called the Spin Cycle Sessions. That demo.
They're really serious. They have a huge following of 36 friends. Oh.
One of them is Tom, though, so that's let's make the 35 friends.
Oh, and the second one is MySpace Music. So.
And Tila Tequila.
Oh, but this...
She's hot.
I mean, her MySpace photo looks fantastic.
May I ask you? I'm in a bad spot here.
She's naked with an acoustic guitar.
Just an eyebrow.
The only tits I can see are Noah fucking up the sound with her boobs.
Okay.
Those Rob's boobs tits, you can see them also.
The photos are taking forever. Anyway, that was trash.
Well, if she's hot, maybe we should reconsider.
Nah.
Is she actually in the band?
I guess we never even got to the vocals.
Yeah. Like, she was the vocalist?
I'm assuming they're looking for a second vocalist.
Oh, so it's like all girly, and then it's supposed
to
be...
So they're going to be like Dying Fetus.
Dying Fetus as a female vocalist?
Well, no, but...
Lacuna Coil would be a more appropriate reference, Noah. So stupid. Anywho, a guy named Steve H. Lathrones.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Steve H. Jovi or something.
He sort of looks like Father Guido Sarducci in the Avatar. Like Father Guido on heroin.
Oh. And he claims they're in the vein of Opeth, Between the Buried and Me, Cult of Luna, and Burst. So,
very ambitious. Let's see if it's close to any of that.
Does that sort of sound like that band Jackal?
What?
Did you play a chainsaw at any point?
Nice.
Steel pole bathtub.
She likes my cock. She likes my cock. That's a Jackal song. No, she loves my cock.
You're taking it too far, Noah.
Yeah, no one knows Jackal.
Wait, you mean you're not a real Jackal fan?
No, I'm a poser. Oh. I'm one of those poser Jackal fans.
Those
so this track is called The
Tom Dark. Is one of them. Does this sound like Opeth or Burst?
Not yet. Like, I guess a little like Burst. This isn't that bad.
Yeah, I hear what they're going for. I don't like the vocals.
Where
right.
are they from?
They're from Minnesota, Minneapolis. They look like a serious band, too. They have a few tour dates.
Where are the tour dates?
Oh, Minnesota, yeah. Oh, one in Wisconsin?
Oh.
They're in your parents' laundry room?
No, this actually sounds like they spent a little bit of money on their recording, which is always important.
trust fund babies.
Nah.
No, I'm sure they have jobs.
You sure? How the fuck do you know?
Some of them. How are they going to pay for this?
Trust fund babies.
I do have a soft spot for Minnesota bands, also. For,
why do you have a soft spot for
Minnesota? Well, the Replacements and Husker Du.
I'm sure our metal audience is a big fan of both of those.
If your metal audience has any fucking taste, Dillinger 4, maybe? No.
Dillinger Escape Plan?
No, similar, but no.
Not similar at all.
No, a name?
Except for the name.
One band's clever, the other one just screams a lot.
Everyone pay attention.
Oh, there's screams in the Dillinger 4? Is that what you're saying?
This is what it sounds like when a punk rocker and a metalhead fight.
Yes. A very snobby punk rocker.
Yeah. Remember in the old show? Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt first.
Iron Thrones.
MySpace.com/IronThrones. They got more play than any thrash and thrash band.
We went through 2 minutes of it. It's definitely worth checking out, guys.
Yeah.
Thrash it.
Oh, it has been thrashed.
Okay, now
it's no Husker Du, but
no,
it's good.
It's not.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash.
So, what I was going to say is that before we play the next song, on our old show, Sid sat in on our show on BCR, WBCR in Brooklyn College. And
the Whitey 1090.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was quite the opposite, actually. We were the only white people on the whole station. Nothing wrong with that, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, some kid called in once and started talking about the origins of punk and was like 17 years old and didn't know shit about it. And Sid tore him a new anal.
I totally don't remember that.
Me neither. 45 minutes. So the kid couldn't even get a word. And he was like, But the Ramones! You know about the fucking Ramones! You don't know shit about the fucking Ramones! Like,
wow.
Oh my god, I want to bring that in next time. We're gonna
Please do, because I don't remember that.
I think we should play a little ding bell every time Sid says the word fuck in this.
Wow.
You wanted to sound like
I'm excited.
Pull the kid's nuts and rip them off. Because he didn't know enough about punk.
I'm very passionate about the punk rock.
No, you were totally right in what you were saying. It was just funny to listen to you go, you know? But,
I don't recall that.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm excited now.
A little douchebag. He was like, I know about punk. You guys, he was like, he was talking shit on the phone.
Give us a call so Sid can curse you out.
Yes.
646-929-1357. Or if you have Skype, just press the talk button and then we'll awkwardly go, hello? Hello? Do you have
caller? Caller. Caller.
Caller, are you there?
So if you want to Skype us, you can do that.
Wait, we're going to get Skyped? That sounds painful.
You racist.
What? Who's racist about that?
You know what you did.
Okay.
All right. There's a band that claims to be brutal death metal, and their name is Tazumal. T-A-Z-U-M-A-L.
They don't sound like
what does that mean in what does that mean in Puerto Rican?
Think. Unlike like a prescription drug, over the counter, whatever that they have. New Tazumal. Warning: may cause hot dog fingers. Seeing the dead. Boot face.
And ass tulips.
Speaking with Puerto Rican accent.
Okay, so it's a band from L.A. and they're like a Mexican death metal band.
Uh-oh.
Lou Bega is the bassist.
No.
First song is Mambo number 10.
Mambo number...
A little bit of Karen in my life.
Play that. Find that song by them.
Let's trash it or thrash it for
Lou
Bega.
Lou Bega featuring Tazumal.
Lou Bega, who's now a handyman in my building.
I think they're going to tour with Cynic soon. They're going to tour Mexico. Did you find it?
Hold on. It's a Spanish version.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
One, two, three, four, five, everybody in the
saddest part.
You're
ruining it.
I can't listen to this.
Come on, it's so good.
The joke is not worth it. The joke is not worth it.
Fine.
Anyway, let's listen to Tazamal.
Let's take some Tazamal and quit the show.
This Emperor is the first song.
All right, before you push that play button, I think there should be a new rule that bands' names should fucking mean something, and bands' song titles should mean something. What is an Emperator?
Probably better song titles. I don't know why you went with that.
The word
one.
Is Emperor. What the fuck is an Emperator?
It's Emperador. I think it's in Spanish.
That's not a word in Spanish. Either.
No,
I
it's
say Emperor.
No, I looked it up. Oh yeah, it's Spanish for emperor.
Okay, fine. You win.
But tracks 2 and 3 are much better.
Track
titles.
2 is Perpetual Butchery.
Okay.
What's the third one?
We're about to hear some Perpetual Butchery.
Escuela de Asesinos.
Oh, it's Assassin School.
Oh. Okay.
Is that better?
So should we go with that one? Assassin School.
It's like the new. It's the Jack Black movie coming out. Sequel to School of Rock.
So far, pretty brutal.
Keep down to D. What you do? Who's gonna do? Been getting very likely. Last beat, pretty standard. Drum machine, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. It doesn't really sound real. They have 1,000.
Beats per minute?
1,400 friends.
So how many of them are top?
So basically, they are Deicide. Like, why?
With a drum machine.
Yeah, with a drum machine. Like, why not just listen to Deicide?
No, I haven't. Let's hear them get to the lyrics, though.
You didn't hear them?
I didn't. Wasn't there a lyric?
Hold on.
Lyrics.
You missed it.
Google the lyrics for this.
Yeah, I'm sure they're online.
Oh, here it is. It's just, it jams low in the mix.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
What?
Trashed or trashed?
Trashed.
What?
Trashed.
We need a separate,
we need like a whole
trash tin.
Flush.
We need a flush, yeah.
Flush it or trash tin. We need separate sounds for each thing we do.
Next week, guys, we'll be prepared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. And then the show won't record.
Oh, wait, we won't be here next
week.
Yeah. Oh, we should tell everyone that we have a best of.
Yeah, next. I mean, we're going to have a best of next week.
Right,
in
no?
celebration of 10 weeks of awesomeness, we are going to...
not do the show.
Not do the show. Because
we're taking our money and we're going on vacation.
Yeah, we're over it.
Rob's going somewhere. Where are you going?
I'm going to Atlanta for the Scion Rock Fest. I'm going to see Mastodon and Neurosis.
And I was going to go play poker that week, but it happened to me this week. So fuck you. Now I'm not playing poker. I'm
okay,
kidding.
All right.
I'm leaving here after this to go play poker.
I'm sure our viewers are thankful of that.
So what will you be doing next week? Let's tell everybody what we're going to be doing inside of podcast.
I don't know yet, honestly.
Noah? I'll
probably do something.
I'm going to a party.
I'll be at a bar.
She's going to hang out with Ken Pierce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get finger banged in an alley somewhere.
No.
By a werewolf.
I would rather...
be a live blog to finger banging.
I would rather
with one
fuck
hand.
A boot.
Oh,
fuck a boot!
Ron, bring your face over here.
Yeah. Sure. Rob's face is more appealing to me than hanging out with Ken Pierce.
Oh,
well, thanks.
Ken Pierce shouldn't be insulted by that. Ron's very handsome man.
Wait. Anyway.
For a boot, he's a handsome man.
Oh,
handsome boot.
If you went to medical school, you'd be Doc Martin. That's a brand of boot.
Rob, you boots him.
Enamelous?
Rob.
Enamelous?
Rob, don't be so dicky.
All right, we're moving on.
Okay. That band has been on the message board promoting since, like, we started Metal Injection, like, 5 years
what
ago.
What is it called?
Enamelous.
Enamelous.
Anomalous Cracker.
Anomalous.
Yeah.
They're from San Francisco, California.
So that means they fuck each other in the ass between songs.
Probably. They list themselves as death metal, progressive, and experimental.
Okay.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, that would
they
help.
Wish.
Can I talk to the mic?
Yes.
I don't see how that's related. But
what is that shirt you're wearing there?
Oh, it's a Doom Rider shirt.
Oh, very nice.
Speaking of
it looks
shirt,
like he spilled fudge on his chest.
I finally got my metal injection T-shirt.
I did.
Yeah, you
only
did.
$8. Wait, was
where
it $8 or $10?
Oh.
One of those.
A live unboxing of Darren's Moscow Metal miniature.
Oh, I want to see that one.
It's pretty awesome. It's seriously like the greatest thing we've ever done.
Nice.
It looks pretty epic.
The blitz.
Read it out loud, Noah.
Okay. Moscow Metal Minute, Bliet, Sweat, and St. Petersburg Chest Hair and Jewelry Expo 08. KGBGs. Red Square Garden. The Blatstrodome, okay. Yakov Smirnov Concert Watches U Fest. Trans-Siberian Ice Ponds. Zangy's Bachelor Party. Nice. Woodstock. Sarah Palin bedroom watching party, Suka Bowl halftime show. I remember that one. I was actually there. Vodka Go Go.
Oh, the Suka.
Breadline, RTV Audio Music Awards.
It's so stupid.
And last but certainly not least, the Chernobyl Radioactive Waste Dump Park.
Yeah, that's their hometown. They had it in back.
The Yakov Smirnov one is the best one.
Yeah, that's my favorite, too.
Who wrote that?
This guy right here.
I don't believe you. I think Darren wrote that.
No, it was me.
No.
I have the IM log.
I don't believe you.
I
wrote that, right?
I wrote it.
Just
I wrote,
wrote
it.
It.
Kill me. I don't remember.
Pulling up the IM log. Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'm pulling it up. By the way, the shirt, I thrash it.
So you can get your Moscow Metal Minute t-shirt at metalinjection.net. /merch.
That's going to seem like such an intended plug, but we didn't plan that out at all.
No. No, we didn't. We did not.
We should
have. Who designed the robot logo that I got?
Oh, Selden Hunt, who is a...
is he related to Mike?
Mike Hunt?
Oh, shit.
Totally pull that out of nowhere. Anyway, let's hear this band. Let's go to this band.
Animalis.
So far, so good.
Trash.
Okay.
Drum machine, maybe?
Pretty extreme.
Extremely bad. The drums sound like bongos.
There's like everything.
Yeah. It's like a wall of sound, but I can't comprehend anything. Like some bands can pull that off.
You're not deep enough for album.
What would be a band
enough,
that,
maybe?
That pulled that off?
Well, one band, Brutal Truth, that I saw.
What, they still make albums?
They got back together like 2 years ago, but
they
played
were around when I was like 18.
Yeah, but they played Maryland Death Fest and... honestly, I like never really got into them, but they were there, and they played like second to last, and I smoked right beforehand, and I swear I totally got it. like they were on. It was noise, but you like once you get through that initial barrier of noise and like actually hear like the distorted notes.
So you're saying that we should smoke weed right now?
And listen to Brutal Truth, which I'll pull up because they just put out a new song, so why not? Hey.
So what you're saying is if one doesn't smoke weed, one cannot.
Well, how about this? I will put on Brutal Truth for you, Darren, since it's been a while, and Sid, since you'll probably hate it. And since you're not stoned, you tell me if you hear it. If you hear it, man.
I think you just like anything when you're
if playing. You hear it, man. Look.
Is that how you wound up at that Sarah McLachlan concert?
Hey! You weren't supposed to mention that.
Sorry.
Okay, this is their new song, Evolution Through Revolution.
Clever.
Kid is really into it.
Wow, Sid, you're gonna bang your head on the table. Sid, careful.
Sid's really thrashing it. Oh my god.
That's too chaotic for me. I don't know.
All over
I'm into
the place.
It.
It's all over the place.
It's cool. It's cool. The brutal truth is that they suck. How about that?
Oh, shit.
You should write headlines for the Post.
Wacko Jacko thinks brutal truth is crapo. There you go. Print it.
Brutal E bad.
Brutal truth found slain.
Headless brutal truth in topless bar.
No, like, what was that? The Ike Turner?
Sid to Brutal Truth, drop dead.
No. Like the New York Post,
which
is the worst. Oh, no, I remember it. It was Ike Turner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he died.
He died first.
He beat her to death. Get it? He really beat her. That was a bad one. Yeah.
That's the best one they've ever done. What do you mean that was
a
bad one?
Great one, but a great bad one.
Yes.
Did you see...
During the A-Rod scandal, it was A-Hole.
A-Hole was the cover of the paper.
The cover of a newspaper is A-Hole. Wait, no, a hole in... Like,
he's digging a hole. He's digging a hole.
Oh, yeah, digging his own... Digging a hole. Yeah. That's what it was, yeah. But I mean, like, digging was, like, size 10, and A-Hole was, like, size 205. So it's like you didn't really see the digging. You just saw A-Hole.
You rarely see the digging.
I think it's clever. It's clever, but for newspapers aren't supposed to be, like for a blog, that'd be funny.
But it's the Post.
Exactly.
They're a shitty piece of shit newspaper.
Deep.
Yep.
So, should we move on to our next segment?
Yeah, we should do...
We never officially...
No, we should... Let's just do one more band... Morphosis?
What?
Morphosis.
Wasn't he in the Matrix?
They have an advanced track from their forthcoming album. The user...
Blue pill, red pill.
The user who posted this was Shredder. That was his name. He has one post on the site, so he's a big fan of Metal Injection. Really comes here a lot.
He has one post on every site.
Oh, they have,
he's
you
too
can,
busy trying to find the turtle.
You can barely read their logo, Morphosis.
Oh, it's one of those things?
Yeah. But I mean, I guess you could kind of make it out. It's slightly legible.
When you make it out, though, you still don't know what the fuck you just said, because it's not a word.
Morphosis?
Morphosis.
Okay, let's pick a song. Rise of
the... Morphosis.
Rise of the Bastard Deity.
Morphosis!
Plight of the Fallen Ones. So let's do Rise of the Bastard Deities. Uh-oh. Here it comes. Oh. This isn't that bad so far. Where are they from?
Sounds like where the
from Harold.
Their profile is blocking that information. Okay.
Sure. Go hack those nice pictures. She put like pictures of Hillary Duff on there.
Oh, they're from Ireland.
Oh.
Top of the morning to y'all. Where's me shillelagh?
Pretty good. I'm thrashing it so far.
I've lost me lucky charms.
This is on the soundtrack to Leprechaun 3.
Hold on, let's come on. Here's the track. Oh, the track is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. I get it. I'm liking this.
I like this.
Yeah. Can't talk shit about this. Good. I mean, Sid, you can talk shit about it because you hate metal. So go ahead.
This is not really my genre, but it's alright. It's not hideous.
They know you too.
World peace.
Funny enough, they have a song called Sunday Bloody Sunday. No.
not
you
really.
Fell for that one, Steve.
With or without you.
So check out this band. Their MySpace is myspace.com/MorphosisDeathMetal.
More potatoes.
But you know, you don't step on the guy when he's giving the
I'm giving the /MorphosisDeathMetal. MorphosisDeathMetal.
Did they have to stick death metal on? Like, was there another Morphosis?
Let's check what myspace.com/Morphosis.
Morphosis is more potato.
Oh, it's some other. It's an alternative band called Morph from L.A. Let's check this out. The late Trashit or Thrashit. Okay. This is already a trash.
Is that you, Karen, or is that the song?
That's Cynic.
Stop it.
Dude from Charles Barkley.
All right, I'm over this. Anyway.
How did that sound any different from the Cynic song you played?
Shut the fuck up.
I have an Irish joke. Anyone want to hear it?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Why did the Irish man put 239 beans in his chili?
Why?
Because if he put one more, it would be too farty.
Thrash it or trash.
You going to trash my joke now?
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexy. All right, let's say...
Thrash it or trash it.
I forgot what you were playing a promo.
Dick.
I just instinctively tune out Noah's voice.
Say it sexily.
Anyway, let's do one quick music break, and by quick, I mean we're going to play Bleed by Meshuggah, which is 7 minutes.
Oh. No, we're not.
Why not?
The show is over.
No, it's fine. All right.
22 minutes
we
left.
Can't
All right, I'll play. No, I want to play Meshuggah song, so let's
Cyanide
play.
Christ.
You want to play that one?
Yeah. New Millennium Cyanide Christ, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Why do I remember that?
Because it's like one of their best songs. That's 5:36.
Thank you.
You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet? Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is CD. And we have a very special segment to close out the show today. At great expense, we brought in one of the greatest guitar gods. That's what it says on the paper.
One.
I wasn't even going to give you that.
The.
All right, fine. The greatest guitar god ever to grace the metal
only,
scene.
The only.
Right. The rest of them don't exist. All the only.
They are not gods.
Okay. Why don't you introduce yourself then? Go ahead.
No, that's tacky. Go ahead. Continue.
The only guitar god that exists, the only person to ever play guitar.
Better.
All right, I'm working on it. Ladies and gentlemen, Thor Shredstein.
Check. 1, 2. What is this? Is my mic on? Can I get a little more bass in my voice?
That's good.
Thor likes a little reverb.
Listen, we can barely keep the show on the air here.
Oh, Thor likes this. Thor kind of has to find his accent for a second. Give me a moment.
Do I get to have reverb too?
No, what are you crying? You're not Thor Shredstein.
No, but I'm the host.
Thor Shredstein gets echo because Thor Shredstein is larger than life. Why do I sound like a predator?
There's a little robot Thor Shredstein walking behind
me. Why do I sound like I'm on Dateline? What is going on here? What is your producer doing? What are you paying him for?
She's just a...
What are you paying him for? Whoa. What happened there? Anyway, what am I doing on this show?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We had...
That's what it said on this cue card. It says after the dumb producer bitch plays with your voice, ask Darren, what are we doing on the show?
Well...
I'm following your instructions here.
I'm glad you did that.
It's a very rare occurrence because... Now, what's going on here? Are you going to tell me what we're doing on the show?
Did you read the part?
I mean, I'm just waiting here, and I'm just trying to get the show moving. We only got, 20 minutes left in the show? Are we going to get to this?
Did you read the part on the card after you asked me that you shut up for a minute?
Darren, are we going to have problems?
I'm sorry.
Are we going to have problems? Do you know who this is? I am the guitar god.
I was out of line, Mr. Shredstein. I apologize.
That's better.
Now, what we did, I know recently you set up a voicemail account.
Well, like that asshole Rob.
You're gassy just like him. It's weird.
We got one thing in common, that's for sure. Like that asshole Rob was saying earlier,
yeah.
I have a zine, a Thor zine.
Thor zine?
Yeah, the Thor zine. It's a Thor zine.
Right.
It's a brochure that I send out to fellow Jerseyites that have very exquisite taste in after the Thor Shredstein zine. It is only for the most hardcore of Thor fans. It is a $99 a year subscription.
Wow.
That weeds out the posers that just like Thor because their friends like Thor. If you really want to know about Thor, you got to pay a price.
So what's an example of something that would be in that zine?
You know, I do everyday things. Thor Shredstein is a human being just like everybody else. And it's just Thor Shredstein goes grocery shopping. And you see me at the liquor store buying the vodka and the whiskey. And then I send my servants out to cook my food with the vodka and the whiskey. And then you have Thor Shredstein's tips on finding a good cocaine dealer, and I tell you what to look for and what not to look for, when to know the fuzz is following you. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand this lingo? Are you hip to it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're police officers. Police officers. It's a terrible word.
Okay.
So I say fuzz. Oh, you're correcting me now, Darren. What's going on there? Does the 3 stand for douchebag?
Yes.
Douchebag Darren Delgado, is that what it is?
Yeah, the 3, not the D, stands for douchebag.
Correcting me again? I've had it up to here with you. Can they see that at home where I'm pointing? I've had it up to here.
When I was a kid, they used to call me Threeshbag. I don't know.
Who's that laughing?
That's Rob. I thought you were going to go get
a
Chinese food.
He was fucking taking a shit over there.
Oh, This is a train wreck. All right, so basically,
like I was saying, I have a voicemail line.
Uh-huh.
People, you know, I figure I'm choking here. Let me take a little. Drink of my beer.
Playing the role of Thor Schredstein today is Tony Manero from Saturday Night Fever.
I thought you were gonna say Joaquin Phoenix.
What about Thor Schredstein?
Nobody.
I don't see that.
Let's try to steer this back into the path.
Yeah. So, like I said, Thor Schredstein has a zine.
Okay.
And I'm sure you douchebags know what that means. Thor Schredstein has a zine, and since I figure I'm charging these douchebags $100 a year, might as well let them talk to me, but I don't want to talk to them.
Right, one way.
So I have a voicemail line. I believe my voicemail message is queued up. You producer bitch, want me to play that?
I heard you just.
Before the beep or after the beep? After the beep? Well, I think it beep. Oh, hello. This is Thor Schredstein. Are you sure it's after the beep?
I hate.
Beep.
They never told me when to do it. That was my voicemail, and you could only record it once. I was very frustrated.
Now, I heard that you just heard about voicemail.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry.
That's when I set this up, and I got a fantastic response, a whopping 6 questions. And let's get to
it. No, these are the best ones. There was thousands, I thought.
Oh, is that true?
I hope.
Is that true? Larry, is that true? My agent, Larry. Larry, is that true?
Actually, that's what Larry told us to say, to stroke your ego, because there were really only 6.
Larry, are you lying to me? He says he's not lying to me.
I'm busy.
All right, let's get to the first douchebag.
All right.
Dear Thor, this is Jersey Girl Shauna from Hohokus, New Jersey, and my question is for you, is a monkey beat my face in, and now I need a face transplant. Can you help me feel better about my mangled face?
Wow. Thor, how do you respond to that?
Well, young lady, I can say this. For one thing, you're talking to Thor Schredstein, so you should already feel like 20 times better.
Another
thing, from the sound of your voice, you look like you could use what happened to you.
Oh.
What happened to her?
How do you know that from her? Just from her voice?
Thor can tell these things. I am superhuman. I am not just a guitar god.
But how could, like, getting your face beat in by a monkey improve your looks? I don't.
She was disgusting looking, so maybe she got the disgusting beat out of her.
I could see a boot, maybe, but not like a monkey.
What do you mean a boot?
I don't know.
What does that mean, a boot? Is that like those Canadians when they say about a
yes.
boot?
Exactly what I meant.
Anyway, moving right along. I see we're almost out of time with my segment. You're yapping about those shitty underground bands. You got no time for Thor. God damn it. Let's move to the second question.
Okay.
Producer, bitch. Cue it up.
Dear Thor, this is Ralph from Secaucus, New Jersey, and I just wanted to know, how do you feel about...
That's a good question.
What was his name? What was that douchebag's name?
That was Ralph, I think.
This Ralph guy, he sounds like a good guy. Sounds like a nice guy, my target demo. And my answer to you, Ralph, is leather pants are not just for skinny hipster fags. Leather pants are meant to be worn by everybody.
Oh, wow.
And if they sell the leather pants, if you can get them in a triple XL and a size 62 waist, I say do it. Pull it off. And don't act embarrassed. Really strut your stuff. Because that's how Thor made it. By strutting his stuff.
Now, Thor, I see you're wearing the leather, but you're wearing the assless chaps with no... I'm sorry. I can't keep a straight face.
You are turned on. Don't lie about it.
I just wasn't expecting it, to be honest with you.
Well, I am a very busy individual, and I'm actually going to an assless chap party after this. If you must know, I hope my millions of listeners tuning in live right now, crashing the Block Talk radio servers, aren't listening, because now this assless chat party is going to get crashed by a bunch of overweight-looking Ralphs.
Well, luckily, you haven't said where it is, so.
Oh, that's true. I did not tell everybody that it's in Canarsie.
Now you fucked it up.
Hey, let's just move along to the next question.
This is Carmine from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Why did that guy have to think about what his name is? I think he's lying. Producer bitch, by the way, thank you for stopping it as I started talking. That was actually pretty efficient.
And I'd just like to know how you personally would solve the nation's economic crisis.
Oh, my God. Listen, I already know. I don't like that guy's voice, that Carmine guy, because he, first of all, doesn't remember his name. And now he's asking me about the economy. Listen, Thorsch Redstein, he doesn't get into politics. He's the shit that the nerds in the chess team would talk about while Thor was out banging the bitches in high school. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All Thor knows is he is the richest person on his block in Ocean City, New Jersey. I have the largest house, and this economic downturn are these banks borrowing money. I don't care because Thor Schretzi's got his money. And it's going to stay that way.
So you think these people are just a bunch of whiny losers, right?
They're just a bunch of pussies that don't know how to save their money. Instead of making hit records and selling millions of them all over, they're squandering it on going to concerts, seeing douchebags in shitty bands playing shitty music like that. Like those shitty bands I was hearing you play while they were taking up my airtime, and I was only 12 minutes to talk to Thor. Who's this guy? Listen, Thorsch Redstein might not like a lot of bands, but Thorsch Redstein especially dislikes that band Cynic.
For stuff.
Yeah, they should go to Thor concerts. That's like, what I'm saying.
Like zines?
No, zines are worth it, because that is something you could take with you to your next life.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next question. Who is this guy? Why did I agree to this?
Jeez, Thor. This is Candace from Newark, New Jersey. And I want to know if you spay and neuter your pets.
Does Thor even have pets? That's an interesting question.
This Candace sounds hot. Who is she? Hey, Larry, do we got a call already on this voicemail?
I'm eating a sandwich.
Larry, do your job.
All right.
This lady could be the next Candace Schwedstein.
All right, I'll
get a number.
I'll work on it.
My response to you, Candace, is, are you spayed or neutered? Next question. We're running out of time here, all right?
I got her number.
Yeah?
She lives in a fat farm.
Next question.
Hey, Thor. This is Dave from Rahway in the vicinity of the Cheesequake Rest Area facility.
Oh, my favorite rest area.
Thor, if you were forced to choose between eating black olives out of Whoopi Goldberg's butthole,
whoa,
or doing a split record with Ingrid and Malmsteen, which would you choose and why?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
That blew my mind, I have to say.
Wow, that is a tough question. That is a really, really tough question. That's why I love Thor Schretstein's fans, because they ask the tough questions.
Have you ever been to Cheesequake, by the way?
Like I said, that is my favorite rest stop. There is a fantastic Roy Rogers at that rest stop. And you know, the thing about Roy Rogers is it's a fantastic chicken eatery, but you don't see it anywhere. You just see it at like two or three rest stops in the finer Jersey area. Mm-hmm. And that's...
You don't know Roy Rogers was from Jersey.
That's what I hear. That's okay. What I wrote into his Wikipedia page because I love it so much.
But to be fair,
well, I got my assistant to do it.
Well, to be fair, you go into everybody's Wikipedia page and say that they're from Jersey. Like,
Darren, why are you giving away my secrets?
Well, you did it to Beethoven. I thought it was a little.
What do you mean? He's really from Jersey. We go way back.
I don't know. Well, maybe
we go way back.
All right. So the answer to the question, though,
was olive. Oh, what was it? Black olives.
Play it again.
No, I don't want to play it again. We only got 10 minutes here. I want to keep it moving. God damn, this guy is so unprofessional. I wish that douchebag Rob was still here. Anyway, what were the black owls, the Yingwei? Let me tell you. You know, people think me and Yingwei, we got problems because we have the same suffix in our last name. Larry, did I say that right? Suffix?
Yeah, Sussex, New Jersey.
Yeah, we got the same suffix in our name. And the truth I don't care about a second-rate guitar player from a third-rate country, because I'm Thos Redstein and I'm from New Jersey. Give me Whoopi Goldberg! Plus, I'll take Whoopi because she is an American. Like Thos Redstein, when I bleed, it is not red. It is red, white, and blue.
Wow. There you have it.
I had my blood surgically repaired. I had cosmetic surgery to ensure that anytime I bleed the red, white, and the blue. How about that?
He also shits apple pie.
Larry, shut up! Toby Keith ain't bleeding red, white, and blue. You know what I'm talking about, hey?
I don't know. That guy's a
pain. Anyway, I'm pretty much over this. I'm over this. What we got? One more question? We got one more question. Let's hear who this person will produce a bitch. Cue it up already.
Thought I.
Oh, she sounds hot, too.
It's a smoky
voice.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So fuckable.
All these people have been from Jersey. It's weird.
Well, like I said, my zine is only distributed in New Jersey. Why do you pay attention, host?
The zine. I forgot about the zine.
The three does not stand for host in 3D. Let me tell you that much.
This is Charlene from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Hello, Charlene.
I'm in my third trimester. And I'm thinking of having an abortion. Do you know any good doctors?
Oh, my God.
I'm not a doctor. I'm going to say right off
the bat. Clearly, the three does not stand for doctor.
But in my layman's opinion, I would have to
what
say.
What does that mean?
It means. It's
no opinion.
Anyways, all right. Never mind. I would say that the third trimester might be a little too late to have an abortion, just off the top of my head.
Well, last time I checked this,
true.
Why don't you stop taking up my airtime? You only have 7 minutes here.
I was afraid you might, like, say something really offensive.
Who let this guy on the show? Thos Redstein is family-friendly entertainment, all right?
Okay.
Anyway, Thos Redstein's feelings on abortion is that Thos Redstein believes in life. And where Thos Redstein's seed is injected into a lady's vajayjay, as I heard on television, I feel if it reaches the egg, that egg is a human being and they have life. And it is wrong. It is wrong to take away their life. Thos Redstein is strictly pro-life. Oh. Let me put it that way. All right? Yeah, but with that said, Thos Redstein recently was put onto a brand in the New Jersey area. And now I am actually, despite my very strong beliefs, Thos Redstein is a licensed abortionist.
Wow, really?
The money is phenomenal. And young lady, if you want to have a good deal, call Thos Redstein up. My number is 517-663-241-POUND. Give me a call. We'll talk.
So
well, it sounds like somebody else's line. But anyway, so if that bitch wants an abortion, if any of your listeners are looking for an abortion,
so
give Thor a call. I don't like saying abortion. It's such a dirty word. I call it a destruction. That's a much nicer word. It's more metal.
So you're saying you're willing to perform an abortion after 7 months of pregnancy?
Thos Redstein is not a judgmental person, all right? Thos Redstein, you want to do whatever you want to do with your life, just do it, you know? I'm here to collect your money.
Maybe instead of destruction, you should call it fetus management. That might be more.
Larry, what do you think of fetus management?
I'm eating a sandwich again.
That fucking Larry is always eating sandwiches.
May I suggest life refund?
Larry, what do you think of life refund?
Hold on, I gotta take a dump. I'll be right back.
You finished that sandwich quick, don't you think?
No, I'm in between bites. I just have to take a lot of dumps.
May I add, I don't think the term is abortionist. I believe it's abortioneer.
Abortioneer.
I'm sorry, are you a certified abortionist?
I'm a certified abortioneer.
Well, my degree says certified abortionist. I paid $15 for it. Don't tell me what I am.
All right.
Are we done with this? I need to go to my assless chat party.
Yeah.
Hey, the assless chat party's on. Are we still going to that?
Yeah, let's get out. I am out of here. I got tons of lines of cocaine to do.
And assless chaps to wear.
I want to remind all three of your listeners right now to pick up my brand new DVD, my instructional DVD. It's called In Stores Now, and surprisingly, it's in stores now. So why don't you stop being a douchebag, go to your local Circuit City before it goes out of business, and pick it up.
Yeah, I don't think we have any listeners left after this. But that's Thor Shredstein, everybody. Thank you for coming in.
Goodbye and not good luck.
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
All right. Thanks, Blandy. That's Chuck Blandington.
Yes.
Our bland announcer guy.
Rob, did Larry try to pick your pocket on the way out?
Oh, my God. I was walking out of the bathroom as he was walking into the bathroom. That guy is overweight.
Yeah, he's a little. He's like... Movie.
Yeah, that's a very good call. It's weird. They have a weird relationship, him and Thor.
But, you know, I think it's strictly platonic.
I hear Thor is a belcher, too. I heard we got that comment.
Yeah.
Well, there's speakers in the bathroom. I was thinking of crap. I heard that whole thing.
Yeah. Well, thank God we have those speakers in there, because you never miss a second.
I know. That's what I hate about going to the bathroom. You miss stuff. But well, let me put the speakers in. That was pretty good. Sid, you're bored with the show already?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, luckily there's only 1 minute remaining.
Is there?
So we should say goodbye.
This episode flew. This felt like half an hour.
Yeah.
It
seems like
I feel like we didn't even do anything.
that was the warm up.
Yeah. Like I feel like we were just getting going. And
that well, this
done.
Is the show now.
Blog Talk Bitches calling us off.
And now we have 90 seconds of show. So let's start. Play the intro. All right, you ready?
This is Chuck.
Yeah. Oh. At Thor, we had more Thrash It or Trash It's.
All trashed except
no, we,
one.
There were like two, I think.
Yeah.
Two or three. Two.
Yeah.
At least
well,
two.
You don't count Cynic, though. That was
trash.
Guys.
Cynic.
Anyway, we had that. And, okay, make sure to listen next week. We're going to compile the best clips in our 10-week history for a 2-hour smorgasbord of awesomeness.
You said compile.
That's
gross.
Compile.
And on that note,
Noah sleeps on.
And on that note, we'll
oh, yeah,
see you guys. We will see you guys back live in 2 weeks.
Back live.
The Metal Injection back live cast. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
For the past 2 months, I, Robert Pazbani, have been home. Good evening, everyone. Coming out and hearing what... Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for coming out and hearing what, you know, I have to say. This has obviously been a very tough time for my family and I. And, you know, there have been rumors and innuendo swirling around me for a few weeks. And I've decided it's finally time to set the record straight. For the past 2 months, I, Robert Pazbani, have been hosting the Metal Injection Livecast under the influence of marijuana. Yes, it's true. It's not something I'm proud of. And though this is no excuse, that I felt an immense amount of pressure to perform at my highest level.
Get it.
For these live casts, I resorted to taking any shortcut that I thought would help me do that. Guys, please come down with the cameras. Let me just say what I have to say. I know now that this was a colossal error in judgment, and I make a solemn vow to everyone here today and to all of our listeners at home that I will never, ever again disrespect myself, you, or the livecast business in this way. I hope that you all will forgive me and give me the second chance I feel I deserve. I will do my best to win back your trust. Again, for hearing me, and, you know, I guess I'll take some questions now. Yeah, Shorty in the back.
Who supplied you with this reefer?
Oh, wow, just kind of did the tough ones right away. Well, I was at a Bongzilla concert, and this guy recognized me from the show, and he was like, "Hey, man, I've got these cigarettes that'll make you really, really funny." And I was like, "Whoa, funny cigarettes? Give me a dozen." Little did I know the dark side of the drug. Due to the constant munchies, I gained 40 pounds in under 2 months. I went from fat to fat. And I'm always late for things now. It's really terrible. I've missed so many dates from oversleeping. Yeah, the cute one in the back.
Are you lying about...
No comment. This guy over here.
Hi, Snappy Tushbine from High Times.
Oh, yes. I loved your article in last month's issue.
Were you the only one on the live cast performing under the influence of drugs?
Oh, my God. You know, I was hoping I didn't have to answer this. But to be honest, no. I wasn't the only one. I'm not going to name any names. Noah!
Did you say Noah?
No, I'm not naming any names. But Noah, yeah. It was a very loosey-goosey time in the live casting industry, and everyone was on something, all right? And I'm not saying it was right, but that's just the way it was, okay? John, you and I go way back. I'm sure it's going to be a softball.
What do you have to say to the young children who look up to you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm 6'5", so everyone's looking up to me, John. It's kind of a stupid question. But I just want to say, don't do drugs, especially marijuana. It's a terrible, terrible habit, and the more of that that you do, the less of that there is for me. Just kidding.
Did you say Noah again? Was that...
Your time is up, Riley.
I got time for one final question. One final question.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, did you smoke weed to forget that you have a boot for a face?
Who wrote that? Who wrote that? This press conference is over. Good day to you all.
Chuck Landington, hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
This is 3D along with Noah, Sid, and Bootface.
Who let that reporter in the room? Who let that? I thought we were going to screen all the questions.
She asked the hard-hitting question.
I want to know.
The boot-hitting question. It's kind of busy in here. They're getting rid of that podium that you brought in. Why'd you really need a podium? This is audio.
Well, we have a budget, and if we don't spend it, it's just gonna go away.
I was hoping they would ask if you were involved in beating up Rihanna in any way. Was that...
That was so last week, Karen. So last week.
Oh, okay.
So you...
Uh-huh.